Did you just wake up? Are you hungry? Try breakfast. Breakfast is the first meal of the day, and some people call it the most important meal of the day. You could have a waffle. You could have some pancakes. You could have some cereal, maybe some fruit, maybe some juice. Little cup of coffee, little cup of tea, that sounds great as well. No better way to start your day than breakfast. Breakfast, today, every day, for you. All right, Bumper Podcast, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is episode 301. And good thing the fan just turned on right when we started recording, because that's what we call timing here in the business. A couple things to take note of. I thought last episode that we were going to have new music. I got rid of the new music. We're back to the old music. I also thought that we were going to have a new little logo thing for iTunes and whatever. Evidently it wasn't made. It was never made. Maybe it's being worked on now. I think by the time this episode comes out, one exciting thing is we're going to have a Facebook page for the podcast, specific to the podcast, different from the Natty Bumper Car stuff, different from whatever. Are we going to have a Twitter thing? I don't know. Probably. That makes sense too, right? This is what you're supposed to do. Hey, you have a podcast? Maybe you should do all these other things too. I don't know. Because no, clearly, honestly, I really don't know. We have another interview today, a very exciting interview that Pig has done. We have another review, maybe of an actual thing this time. I don't know. We'll see about that. And we also have something that I forgot to do last episode that I'm super excited about, and that is that we have calls that people, we have a phone number where people can call in, and then you leave messages, and then we can play them on the podcast and, you know, actually respond to them. The phone number, just in case you want to call, and I can tell that you do, is 646-847-7976. Again, that is 646-847-7976. Leave us a message, and we'll get back to it. I almost promise you. I can't totally promise you, but I can almost promise you. That much I absolutely can do. So, with all that being said, let's talk about stuff. Let's talk about junk. Let's talk about whatnot. Whatnot. I can't believe how cold it is outside. Yes, I'm talking about the weather, but only because it's like July and it's almost August and I had a jacket on today. I will say that we were out in the public, and a woman actually who I didn't even know said, "Really?" Like, she looked at my jacket. I assume she was looking at my jacket. If she was just looking at me, then that's, I think I should be even sadder and more offended. But she kind of looked at me and she went, "Really? Like, really? How could you possibly?" And I was like, "Because there's a chill in the air." And she's like, "Well, it does feel like fall." And I was like, "Oh, so it feels like fall when people wear jackets and you're going to judge me. Awesome. This is a great conversation." I was walking into work the other day, and I had a giant drink, like a tea. It was tea from Dunkin' Donuts, and there was a woman walking from down the hall, and I was gonna, I'm nice, I'm gregarious, Bumper Car, and so I'll say hello, or you know, whatever, when I walk past people, hello, I'll give them a little point. I don't give them points, I'm like, "Hey, ooh, look at you," but I'm like, "Hello," like, I just like to be like, "How you doing?" That's it. I don't say "How you doing" necessarily. But I do say, "Hello," I like to greet people. And I was maybe 20 yards away from her, and I had taken a sip from the straw of the tea. And I'll say 10%, a solid 10% of the tea decided to dribble out of my mouth. It was just, the right side of my face was just like, "Brr." And so then I made this, like, hunchback of Notre Dame kind of cringe. I was just like, "Oh, stay away," like, who's the dude from Frankenstein? I can't think of his name. Igor. I was very Igor about it. But then she walks by and she was like, "Hello." And I was just like, "Argh." I couldn't even say hello. I wrecked my own hello because I was so disgusted with myself and the fact that the liquid that was supposed to be in my mouth was now dribbling down my chin. These are problems that I have. These are social situations are not one of my better things. I think when we come back from the interview, I'm going to tell you other social situations where I have failed at miserably lately. Because why? Because then I've talked about them and they make me feel better, because then you don't have to live through them, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. It's Pig's next interview right now.
All right, hey everybody, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig, and I'm here for my interview part of my show on the Bumper Podcast, and we got a really fun dude coming up here today. I don't know a lot about him. I hope to find out a little bit about him, and I hope you find out about a little bit. I got confused. I got excited. I get excited on these things. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have a fun interview for you. You're going to love it. I swear to pieces. Give it up for, if he's on the phone, is he on the phone, producer? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jonathan. Is it Jonathan? I
don't know his name. John.
Whoa. Aggro. This dude just jumps in. It's John T. Do people do this? T. Rumba. Trumba?
Close enough. Yeah, sure. Let's say that.
I'm reading the paper. It looks like it says Trouble. John Trouble. Like Bonnie T. Rubble. Is that you? That's not your name. Everybody, hey, buddy, how you doing? It's me, Aloysius. Who are you?
My name's John Trumbull. It's nice to talk to you. Should I call you Aloysius or should I call you Pig? What do you prefer?
I mean, people who just met me, it feels like they call me, some of them, either way. Honestly, I was going to say it goes one way or the other, but sometimes they call me Pig. Sometimes they call me Aloysius.
I think I'll just call you Pig for brevity's sake. Is that all right?
I appreciate brevity.
Okay.
I went to school with a girl named Brevity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she didn't talk much.
Oh.
See what I did there?
That's a shame.
So, John, tell me, who is you? Are you, anyways?
Well, gosh, I know your producer, Natty.
Oh, boy.
I know.
I'm sorry. But I've
known him for about, 6 years now. We met through the stand-up comedy world. I've seen you do a date or two with him.
Well, yeah. You're a big fan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's a very funny guy, very nice guy.
No. You're not going to win this interview by buttering him up. Nobody's fan. Oh. No, nobody's a fan.
I mean, he's still nice. I mean, wow. It doesn't change the fact that he's nice. I'm sorry.
I got a question. So you said you met 6 years ago? So you met when you were 12?
Yes. Let me think. I was born in 1972. So yes, I was 12.
That's amazing. You've aged like Benjamin Button or something.
Yeah, I'm aging in reverse. So
you're nearing the beginning or the end, or are you kind of in the middle?
I think I'm in an eternal middle.
Oh, that should be the name of your comedy album, John, I feel like. The eternal middle.
The eternal middle. It denotes both my life and my career status.
Yeah, I think if nothing else, we should end this interview right now, because that I don't think we're going to get better than the eternal middle.
We peaked early.
Yeah, that should be you. Do you have a web? You draw, right?
I do draw a bit, yes.
And are you classically trained?
I don't know if I would say classically trained. I went to art school.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know. It's, I was an art major in college, and then I came up to New Jersey to go to the Joe Kubert School, which is a school where you learn how to do cartooning for comic books and animation and all that fun stuff.
Now, at the Cupid School, was there a little orange dude who could only jump on squares?
I never ran into him. I was always expecting to run into him whenever I turned a corner. But no, I think he's publicity shy.
Now, do you ever do impressions? Could you just whip something up for me? What would your impression if you got into a talk with Cupid be? I'll be you be Cupid, okay?
Okay.
This is going to be great. And whistle, my name is John Trumbo, and I'm walking around. Oh, hello. Seriously, I thought we weren't going to get better than the eternal middle, but whatever you just did blew that out of the water.
Well, thank you, Pig. I'm very flattered.
Yeah, are you classically trained as a video game character as well?
I think I just imprinted on that from playing it on my Atari 2600 10 million times.
Is that really what he sounded like?
I remember the cartoon profanity coming out of the word balloon out of his head whenever you killed him, and it made a sound something like that. It was something like that. Maybe your producer could find like a sound clip of that and then like dub it in.
That sounds like work, which I don't know if you've ever listened to my show, but we don't do a lot of it. But you know what? I'm gonna get a post-it note here. It's a pink post-it note. I'm gonna write Cubit sound insert here. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we could just ask people to pause the podcast and then find that sound clip and listen to it themselves and then come back a minute later.
I like that. I like that.
Maybe that's more practical.
Okay, everybody, put your fingers on your buttons right now. Push. Well, wait, don't push them yet. Push them when I say push them, because if you push them now, you're not going to get the rest of the instructions. But what you're going to do is you're going to go to the Googs and you're going to put in a Cubert sound. And then when you finish with that, you come back here and we'll compare notes. I think that's going to work. Yeah. All right. So Cubit. What the Cubit school, was it like Hogwarts? Did you have a sorting hat or something? Like you're gonna draw Hufflepuff things or whatever. You're gonna draw skimpy women or whatever people draw.
Well, you know, they did have like the cartooning illustration division and then the animation division. Divide up after the first year. So, yeah, I guess there was a bit of a sorting hat there.
And where did you end up?
I did the cartooning illustration.
Oh. Did you ever – was there any – is it called anime? Do they still call it that?
Sure. Yeah. As far as I know, it's still called anime.
You could walk up to a convention if it had anime, and you could go like, hey, guys, I anime not. Be enjoying this or something. I don't know. You take it, run with it. But I just feel like it's there. It's ripe for the picking, you know?
It's so ripe for the picking, I'm afraid to touch it, I think.
Oh, here's an even better idea.
Yeah.
You're going to mix anime with old Westerns, and you're going to have a character named Anime West. And you're going to go on at midnight, and it's going to be perfect.
Yeah. I think they're really hurting for guests right now. So I think that's the best career advice I've ever gotten.
Hashtag Anime West. Anime West. So what do you draw currently?
Right now I'm just doing it more for fun than anything. I was doing a thing a couple of years ago, a feature called The Line It Is Drawn that runs on CBR.com. And actually,
CBR.com.
It used to be Comic Book Resources, but they shortened it up.
I don't blame them.
But yeah, I think I'm gonna do a guest spot on there next week, though.
Oh, some more drawing.
Yeah, so I gotta work on that this week.
You're gonna give the link to Bumps, and he's gonna put the stuff up so that people know where to find you, right?
Okay, well that sounds like work, but yes, I'll give the link to Bumps.
Okay. Do you have any idea? You can't spill the beans. Any idea what you're drawing? What the theme is?
Oh well, let's see. I think when is this going up, Peg?
What's today? Is Wednesday? I would assume. You know what? If we're bold, it's going to be up this week by like Friday. But I'm gonna guess by like Tuesday.
Then I'm not gonna spill any secrets. I can let the people know because they tell you what the theme is for the next week on Friday. If all goes as planned, it should be a thing I started a few years ago called Munch Week, which it deals with one of my favorite TV characters, John Munch, the detective that Richard Belzer plays on Law and Order SVU and before that Homicide: Life on the Street, where we
Shung Shung.
Exactly.
I see. I didn't know his name was Munch. I was hoping you were going for like a Baron von Munchausen, or
you know, you could do that because it's usually a mashup between characters. So you could have, you know, Sergeant Munch meeting Baron von Munchausen, and that's a great suggestion.
You could also. It was just Comic-Con last week, so you could be like.
Stranger Munch, Girl Doctor Who, you know, Alf is coming back. I don't know if that happened.
Exactly.
Or not.
Exactly. You could just mash all those things up together.
What's that? Ready Player One? You know, there's, I mean, you could do everything. There's all sorts of stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. There's all sorts of comic book stuff. And yeah, it's just something that we started a few years ago. It's fun. Like with the liners drawn, they have cartoonists draw according to a different theme every week, and people suggest things on Twitter. And it's usually like a mashup sort of thing or a gag type of thing. And then the artists pick a suggestion that they like, and then they draw that up. And then every Friday, people check and see it goes up, and everybody's entertained.
Like a gag me with a spoon type of thing? That kind of gag?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, if it doesn't go over well, yeah. Wow.
Do you ever do, you should do this, okay? You go to the beach, right? And your whole theme for the week for everybody is a line that is drawn in the sand.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then people have to make your arts, but they have to draw it in silica. It's nice, I think.
Yeah, that's a nice medium to work in too. I don't know. Are the beaches reopened now? I know the beaches got closed a few weeks ago.
I would assume they're open, but I don't know. We don't go down there. I don't suntan well. I suntan delicious, but I don't suntan super well. So
I
don't feel like I should go to any.
That's tempting fate, I guess.
So when you do stand up, does anybody ever come up to you? I don't know. It's a joke, you know. Take it this way, but are they like, oh, this Trumbull guy? He doesn't draw so well because people don't come see you, or do they come see you? How does that work out? And you're like, actually, I draw pretty well. And they're like, what do you draw well? A bath? And they're like, stop it. Like that type of thing. I don't know.
You know, I hadn't thought of drawing that parallel before, but you know, me being a draw as a stand-up comic and me being a draw as an artist.
See?
I don't know. You know, that I'm running about 50-50. I'm just waiting for success in either field.
Wait, you're running about 50-50? Would you say that you're – I forgot. And what's the inevitable middle? That's not what it was. Oh, I heard
The eternal middle.
Yes.
Eternal middle.
You really do run the 50-50.
I guess so. We're discovering so much stuff about me tonight.
That's because I'm a really good interviewer. Like, everybody's always just like, I want to be interviewed by Pig. He really gets stuff out of people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like you, Howard Stern, Charlie Rose.
Pantheon.
Yeah, exactly.
Walter Cronkite. He's still really good, I feel.
Yes.
Top of his game.
Absolutely, he's as good as he ever was.
John Carson, he's really good also, you know. Also,
not as productive as he used to be, but still great.
I don't like his first name, though, if I'm to be honest. I feel like he could have gone with something better than that.
It's a ridiculous first name. It's given to, like, corpses, outdoor toilets, and guys who freaking prostitutes. It's not a good name.
Don't forget, of course, that this is a kid's show, so these words you're saying... I don't know. I did. BumperCon must not have told you that up front, but at least one of those words, kids, look the other way. What just happened? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing just happened.
BumperCon, he can work pretty blue, though, don't you think?
The only time I see him blue is when he tells the audience he's going to hold his breath until they laugh, and they never do, and so he turns blue in the face.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, he's a terrible human being. No one can stand him.
He tries, though.
Does he, though? I feel like really? Does he? Maybe. I don't know.
He gives the impression of trying.
He does good impressions of trying. You're right.
Yeah.
He waves his hand in front of his face, then he spins his face around, and he looks at the crowd, and he's like, this is my impression of trying.
Does he ever do voices around you?
Yeah, he's always. He's like a gecko, but with voices, where he's always walking around. Is it gecko? Do they change colors? Chameleon. Yeah. He's like
chameleon,
a
chameleon. Yeah. Do you like his voices?
Not so much. The kids get very upset, so then I have to listen to them scream at him. Because sometimes he'll do a British, and he's like, oh, look at me. I'm a British bumper car or whatever. I can't do it as well. But then they get there, and it's like, stop talking like that. Why do you talk? Stop. Talk like daddy. And then he talks like daddy, and they don't like that either, so they leave the room. So it's a no-win game.
Do you live with the bumper cars?
Yeah, we all live here in headquarters, of course, man.
I didn't realize that you were actually like roommates with.
I thought you just
visited a lot. I thought you were buddies. I didn't realize you lived together.
Bro, where else are you going to get a sweet spot like this in Jersey for free, huh? I mean, there's room included. Board is included. Board means food. There's free food. You know, like I hang out here with Socks, Irving B. Socks. There's a robot. It's a party here, really, is what it is.
Wow.
It's good fun.
Do you have your own room? Do you have like your own sty or something? Or
yeah, I got a little space. I keep to myself. It's, you know, it's full of hay and slop. It's what I want in life. I feel like I'm living a dream. It's I feel like it's a good place to be, and I've moved just past the eternal middle.
Wow, I dream to have that someday, but you know,
I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair.
You've got a lovely singing voice.
Do you think so? I don't know. Sometimes I just break into the song. It's how I keep myself happy in this cruel, cruel world. Oh, boy. Don't get me started. No, seriously, don't.
Okay.
So let's see. More about you, less about me. So you draw. You went to the Cubitt School. You're doing something for The Line Is Drawn. I heard you do face paint, not face paint. You do caricatures. Yeah. Do you do them?
Yeah. Sometimes I do like some party caricature work. Yes.
Is that fun or is it terrifying?
It's a mix of both. It's more fun than terrifying. Most people are nice.
Are you saying it's a melange?
Yes.
I don't know
if I pronounce it, I would say that.
I don't know what it means, but I feel like it probably pertains.
But it sounds really nice. It sounds really impressive.
It does. It sounds like something you could get with dessert. Like, I'm going to take the rutabaga pie with just a, if you could, just a little melange.
A little melange on top. Yeah.
And not too much, like a whisper, please. I don't want to.
Yeah. I'm watching my weight.
I mean, it is beach season right now, and beaches are open. A line drawn into sand. So I like to pull everything back together as we go.
You're bringing it all together. You're bringing it full circle.
I don't just interview. I crochet as I do. I make a lanyard. I make a friendship bracelet out of my interviews is what I do.
Do you ever quilt? Do you do like any quilting?
No, I do a little needlepoint, but I never done no quilting so much.
Okay.
Yeah. Something, I don't know. I just never got into it. The squares. The net one, pal two. I just can't do that stuff. Nah. So what do you do? So you draw? Do you like? We were talking about Comic Con. Are you like you like pop culture stuff?
Yeah. I do like the pop culture stuff.
What do you get like all excited about?
What do I get excited about? Let's see. You know, I like a lot of the shows, the movies. I mean, I'm a comic book guy.
Oh, okay.
So I like a lot of the comic book movies and the comic book shows. There are a lot of those right now.
That's what I was wondering, because at first you just said, I like the movies and the shows, and I thought that was too broad, but then you pulled it back. So you like comic book stuff. That's fun.
Yeah. And I actually, one of the other things I do is I write for a magazine called Back Issue.
What is that?
It's all about comic books from like the 70s, 80s, 90s and up. And that's the age that's called the Bronze Age of comic books. And I track down a lot of comic book creators and stuff. And I ask them things like, hey, why'd you do this thing 20, 30 years ago?
Wow.
And they'll say, oh, I don't know, or leave me alone. Or sometimes they remember stuff. And then they tell me about that. And then I write up an article about that.
I feel like they probably could have just skipped over the 90s. I don't know. I feel like, you know.
Well, the magazine is approaching 100 issues. So we've been kind of like inching towards the 90s.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's a little bit of 90s stuff going on. And there was some good stuff in the 90s. You know, there's some good stuff in every decade.
Of course. But I feel like your 100th issue, whenever you get to the 90s, the cover should just be
die-cast foil cut covers. What the what?
Yes. Yes. Those were big in the 90s.
How many of these should I buy? They're all the same thing. Question mark. I don't know.
Were you a big comic fan, Big?
Well, Bumps used to work in a comic book store for like from when he was 13 to when he was like 18 or 19, so back in the 90s, and used to just come home with long box after long box of this garbage, and it's all in the garage currently, which is sad because I don't feel like it's good humidity-wise, but there's been several points where I wanted to get rid of them, but you're going to get pennies on the book, and with the boys, he's like, I will save them, and maybe they'll play with them or whatever. Like, we've kind of given up on getting any money out of them. But, you know, at some point. And the kids are like, oh, comic books, let's go look at them. And I'm like, oh, that's the killing joke. You can't look at that book. You're not allowed to. You don't want, no. That's,
they're not ready for the killing joke yet?
No. That's not cute, funny Joker. That's like, oh, no, what have we done? Oh,
that's nightmares for a few years, Joker. Yeah.
When your 4-year-old is flipping through, Akira stuff, and he's just like, what? Not Akira, I messed it up. I forgot, Lone Wolf and Cub. It's a little bloody, even though it's black and white. You know, it's still a bit of an eye opener. So.
Yeah. I never read Lone Wolf and Cub.
I enjoyed it. The line quality and just it was nice. It was nice quiet moments and it was a nice long journey. I mean, it's been 20 years since I read it. So I don't really, but I since he read it, I get confused.
What did you read it together?
He would point to it sometimes, but then I would fall asleep. I didn't want to say it, but I'm not the most literate pig, if I'm to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the pretty colors. I like the pictures.
Wasn't that a black and white book?
I mean, I like the pictures. He kind of caught me out there a little bit. We just established that it was black and white. So, yeah, you know, that's true. That's true what you just did.
So maybe that's why you didn't enjoy it very much, because there weren't any of the colors that you like.
I liked, what was that other one with the rabbit?
Yugasai Yojimbo.
Yojimbo, I knew it was something like that. Yeah, I think that might have been black and white, too.
It's Stan Sakai. I think it's black and white. Honestly, I'm not sure.
Did you ever read, this is newer, but it's called Bone?
Yeah, I like Bone.
It's so good.
That's really good. I've got a nice, there's a nice big collection of all of Bone. It's like the complete Bone.
Oh, yeah, we got that here. It's giant, ginormous.
Yeah, I think there was like a color collection and a black and white collection of that.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to remember which I had. I think I have the black and white collection. I haven't looked at it in a while.
See?
You're going to have to pull that off the shelf when we're done talking.
See? Look at you. I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it out.
Yeah, but that was a good book. Jeff Smith, very talented guy.
Did he ever do anything after that?
He did a few things. He did a Captain Marvel thing, the DC Shazam Captain Marvel called Monster Society of Evil.
Oh.
I bet I could dig that up and maybe lend that to Natty, and then you could flip through it if you're inclined.
I would love.
And he's done a few other things, and I'm blanking on the other things, and I'm probably going to think of them as soon as we're done talking.
That's fine. I'm sure we'll see each other again soon. So,
yeah.
That Captain Marvel thing has always been the most confusing thing ever, because you got Carol Danvers, and then you got the dude with the daisy on his shirt there, and you're like, who's Captain Marvel anyway?
Well, it does get complicated. There was there was the guy with the lightning bolt on his chest, you know, and the red and the yellow. He was the original Captain Marvel. And then
he was owned by Fawcett Comics or something, right?
Right. And then there was a lawsuit between DC and Fawcett because they thought he was like too close to Superman. And eventually they stopped publishing Captain Marvel. And then the name was up for grabs and there were a couple other Captain Marvels. And then Marvel Comics was like, hey, we should have a Captain Marvel because we're Marvel Comics.
Ah.
And they've had like a few different Captain Marvels because whenever one character goes away, they have to do another character to hang on to the name. So,
I didn't know that.
And that's why everybody thinks that the DC Captain Marvel's name is Shazam, because they can't use the name Captain Marvel on the cover.
When in fact, he just says the word Shazam.
He says the word Shazam. Well, they changed it a bit. Like now DC is saying like his name is Shazam, and he also says Shazam, but he has to say it with conviction to transform. It's getting complicated, but he's still Captain Marvel as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but he had that. I was gonna say it's a Kevin Garifo joke that every time you say it's complicated, it reminds me of it.
Really? What's the Kevin Garifo joke?
He goes. I changed my Facebook status to it's complicated with Tom Brady or something like that.
Oh yes, I remember that joke.
I don't really know what it means, but I always got a kick out of it.
I don't know if that's still on his act or not.
I don't know. I would assume so.
I don't know. I like tracking the changes in Kevin Garifo's act, though.
I like it in anybody. I don't want to single him out because I don't want him to beat me up. But, like, pretty much.
I think you could take him, Pig.
I mean, I am pretty squirrely for a pig, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. You're a tough guy. I think you can take him. You hear that, Garifo?
Oh, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Oh, we could do, like, a wrestling promo. Listen up, Kevin Garifo of the Shining Wizards podcast.
Yeah.
You think you've got it, but you don't got it because I took it when you wasn't looking. So you better understand that Pig is going to take you down a peg or two, my friend. That's how they do it in the wrestling world.
Yeah. Can you smell what the pig is cooking?
Oh, I think that might be copyright. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. This cooking is a chef. This is, I don't know how that works. Hey, can we isolate that last thing? I want to send it to Garifo to freak him out. He's going to be like,
he should.
I keep asking him to be. I want to say, can I be in your podcast? And he's like, no, you're a pig. And I'm like, bro, don't be like that, you know?
You need a podcast crossover. You need to do this cross-promotion thing. Everybody
loves crossovers. CW, that's all they do.
That's right. And, you know, the Marvel movies, they're crossing over all over the place. Everybody's fighting everybody else.
How do you say that dude's name? Is it Kevin Feige?
Feige, I think.
Feige.
Feige.
Wasn't he was talking about like these are gonna bring our movies to a close for a version for step one, and there's like 30 movies or something. It's insanity. Mm-hmm. It's just too much.
Yeah, and if you miss one, then you're screwed.
You can't. You're doomed. Like, what are you gonna do? You can't go back.
Yeah. No.
I saw that Spider-Man. I enjoyed it very much.
Did you? I like that one too.
It was loose and it was fun, and it started off with a little, you know, the little personal movie thing, and the last line of the movie got a little chuckle out of me. It was good. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that. That was well done.
Well, hey, you know what, buddy? I'm tired. I gotta go tonight. I gotta go to sleep. You know.
Oh, okay.
But did you have fun on the show?
I did. It was good talking.
I feel like we really, you know, we plumbed some depths. We covered a lot of ground.
We did.
We've talked about a lot of things and stuff. Yeah. But was there anything in particular? So you said you was writing, just you doing the line is drawn. I know that's coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is there any like certain stories that are coming out or anything that you want to push?
There's a thing with the magazine I mentioned before, back issue. Issue 99, it's come out in August. And we're talking all about Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, that's a good show.
Because, yeah, it's the 25th anniversary of Batman the Animated Series. And I wrote a couple articles in the issue. I did a whole big oral history of Batman the Animated Series. I talked to a lot of people behind it. I talked to Bruce Timm and Paul Dini and Alan Burnett and Kevin Conroy, who was the voice of Batman.
Wow.
I did a history of Harley Quinn article.
Oh.
And we got other articles about the comic books, about Mike Parabek, who drew a lot of the Batman animated comics. And it's going to be really cool. The whole issue is about it. It's like 84 pages.
Wow.
All about Batman. So if you're a fan of that show, you should pick it up. You can order it at tomorrows.com. And that's TWOMO. T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W-S.
You just forgot how to spell tomorrow is what just happened. I did.
Was that too much of a pause in the middle of the word there?
No, I could see some smoke coming out of your ears.
Yeah, I was actually like sketching out the words in the air as I was saying that. It was sad.
Well, so wait, here's a last fun fact. It's a question, but you can say yes or no. Wasn't Harley Quinn invented just for that show?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. So yes. Wait, can they also get this back issue thing at like a comic book store?
Yes. You can get it in most comic stores. If not, you can ask them to order it for you from previews. And yeah, they should be able to do that for you.
Phenomenal. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been John Trumbull, or as I like to say after the whole wrestling thing, let's get ready to... I messed it up. Let's get ready to rumble.
I think that's also copyrighted, I think.
Oh, really?
I think we're going to get in trouble for the can you smell what pig is cooking? Yeah. And I think we're going to get in trouble for that.
All right. Well, you know what? This might be the last show then. We're going to give it to the lawyers. They're going to suss it out. They're going to figure it out. It's going to be fine.
Existence now. Yeah.
I got nothing. I got to come at me, bro. I got nothing. I'm a very poor pig. But John, thanks so much for being on the show. I super appreciate it.
And Thank you, pig.
Hope to see you soon, buddy.
It was nice talking to you.
Click.
No. All right. Wow. That was a great... Wow. That was a really good interview. I was actually surprised at how good that interview was compared to a lot of interviews. Like, Pig asked questions. Pig actually got to the root of things. Pig got to the bottom of things. I feel like the John Trumbull was like an onion, and Pig just kept pulling it back. Just layer after leaf after whatever. Onion bit. Onion bit after onion bit. So good job to Pig. So I was going to tell you guys about the socially awkward stuff that I've been doing lately, which is great. It involves handshaking. And there was a guy, because I was talking about the woman and I had the tea and everything. So this is a dad, a friend of my kid's dad that I'm pals with now. And when we were at the pool, we were having a conversation. And we, you know, like, hey, get a little handshake, goodbye, we'll see you later. And then he kind of sat back down because they're at the table eating. And I gave his wife a hug over here. And then I had already shooken his hand. And then I patted him on the head when I turned to leave. And I was just like, why would I do that? Why would I pat somebody on the head? It was the weirdest thing. Like, it just didn't make any sense. And so now he has that over me. Like, he brings it up. Hey, remember when you patted me on the head type thing? And I'm just like, yes, I do remember. And then, so he and I were standing there one day. We're again at the pool. A lot of stuff happens at the pool, evidently. This person came up, and I gave them, like, a handshake, right? I grabbed his hand, shake his hand, which is normal, but then I used my left hand, and I cupped his hand in my hand. And then it was like I was asking him to vote for me. If it was like I was just like, hey, you know, this day at the pool, I need you to do something for me, okay? And he was watching, because I guess he's now cognizant that I'm socially awkward. And he, as soon as the guy walked away, he was just like, that was your handshake? And I was just like, I don't know what happened either, because I knew that something weird had happened. And, like, just, like, time after time after time after time after time, these weird handshakes keep happening to the point now where I'm going to become agoraphobic. I'm going to get to the point in life where all I do is I sit here in the studio, in the lab, at headquarters and record podcasts, which is going to be no good for anyone, because if I don't go out in the world, I don't have any funny stories. I have a great imagination, sure, but it only extends to a certain amount. So I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss. I'm at a point in life right now where when I interact with people, strange things happen. And when I sit at home, I just get really bored. But speaking of not being bored, this is time for the next new segment that we have for the Bumper Podcast. We did the interview. I don't know if we're going to do all the other ones because we're already at like 40 minutes, but this is the call-in segment. And I think today we have two phone calls. And so I guess what we'll do is I'll play the calls that people called in and then I'll respond to the calls and then we'll go from there. It's so fun. Like, people actually called my phone number. So let's see if I can... Ah, nope. Wrong number. Wrong button. Not wrong number. How do I fix this? Stop. I want to get to the phone calls. How do I get to the phone calls? What do I press? Okay, that's gone. Thank goodness. Okay, I think that was the wrong button. Now we're going to try the right button, and there we go.
Hi, Maddie. This is Dennis. Hope all is well. I'm at the Mexican. Wanted to provide you some premium content. Hope all is well. And say hi to Pigs.
Okay. Thanks, Dennis. For providing me with some premium content. That's fine. That's our first call ever. And I felt like I had to play that one since it was the first one to come in. He said hi to Pig, which Pig will love. I got a hi, Pig got a hi, so there were two hellos there, which is nice. I think probably a better way to go in the future, and I am not gonna not, but is to ask a question, because then I can actually answer anything. But for now, I can just be like, hey, Dennis, thanks for calling. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling. And Pig, whenever he wakes up here today, is going to be beside himself thrilled that he now has a friend named Dennis. And I don't know if you're his friend or if you were just kind of... It didn't really sound that aggressive. It didn't sound like you were like, until Pig, I said hello. You didn't really sound like that at all. You were just like, hey, tell Pig I said hi. Here's some premium content. So thank you again, Dennis. Let's see if we can go to our second call of the day and go.
Hi, Maddie. I was just calling to ask a question. That question is, what are your comedy influencers? Which comedians influence you the most? All right, thanks.
Wow, all right. That second caller got it right. I got a... let's see, a question. I probably should have listened to that before. So my comedy influencers. I'm weird. Growing up, when I started doing comedy in college, and I didn't really have... I loved Howie Mandel growing up, which was always weird to me. He put a glove on his head, and that was hilarious to me. Look at that, his glove, and he does funny voices. People love Richard Pryor, and they love... like Woody Allen, and... that's not the name I was trying to think of. Who is the other guy? I mean, even back, you know, Carlin. That's the name I was trying to think of. George Carlin. But I never watched, like, comedy specials. I watched Eddie Murphy growing up because it was kind of ubiquitous. It was everywhere. And I enjoyed the command that he had in the crowd, the material. I was just like, oh, that's terrifying. But then he'd be like, I got some ice cream. And I was just like, oh, okay, that's funny stuff. But I didn't really even know comedy was a thing. Like, I didn't know that you could go out and do it. I didn't understand that. And then I went to college, and I had never seen, I'd never even heard of, really, the Marx Brothers. I probably had heard of Charlie Chaplin, but, I mean, I did hear, I guess, maybe about Mickey Mouse and Charlie Chaplin, that whole thing, but I didn't know what Charlie Chaplin was. But then I get to college, and I don't know how I even found stuff, but I think I was just like, I found out that in the library upstairs, the top floor, there was a place you could watch old movies, and you just would go in, you'd have your own little television, and you could say, I want to watch this, I want to watch that, and like, you could, there was everything, like all this, it was a whole new world, it was so cool, and I would go in, and I would just watch all these Marx Brothers movies. And then I would watch all these Chaplin movies. And then Buster Keaton movies. I never really did Harold Lloyd, who was another big guy back then. But I would just watch these, and I was just amazed that these, especially like, just that this stuff existed and that these people were making, I don't know, there was something about the energy of it and everything. And I really glommed onto it. And then I started reading like their biographies, I think maybe a couple of autobiographies. And just to find out about these people, and it kind of really deepened the connection that I felt like to these people. I don't know, and it's weird. And then especially in college, I never watched comedy because, like, I didn't have HBO. I had access to these really old things, but I didn't have anything access to any contemporary stuff. There was no comedy club in Athens. I was the president of the UGA stand-up comedy club, and so I got to hang out with a lot of comedians, and I got to watch that, but I never took a class or learned, like, in a good way. And I feel like, and so, like, lately, though, I try to watch more comedy specials so that I can, as it is, it's just learning. You're learning structure, you're learning cadence, you're learning timing, just to see how other people do it, to get the reactions that they get. Because then you can see, like, oh, okay, he's slow playing a joke. Oh, he's burning through stuff. He's going fast through stuff. Oh, no, we have a guest here. Did you want to talk?
No.
Or you just wanted to scare me?
No.
You really freaked me out when you poked me in the back because I couldn't hear you. I'm almost... You know what? This is a really great question, and I feel like I'm going to come back to it and answer it again. I so appreciate you guys calling. And I'm going to give this one more thought, though, because it's such a good question. And it makes me happy to talk about this stuff.
Okay.
So I'm going to come back to this. But for now, are you sure you don't want to say anything? We're at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
We went to the pool.
You went to the pool? Did Daddy shake somebody's hand strangely?
No.
Oh, he probably did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh, did you get dressed already?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Huh?
What are you? Are you? What are you? Some sort of big boy or something?
No.
Yeah. What are you like? You 17 years old? 18 years old? Huh?
Seven.
You're gonna ship you off pretty soon, man.
I'm
you know.
Seven.
You're 17? No. So you went to the pool. What else you did? I felt like you did something else pretty exciting.
We went to a hiking place.
You went to a hiking place. Do you remember what it was called? It had a funny name. Ramapo.
Ramapo.
Ramapo. Ramapo. Is either Ramapo? Ramapo. Ramapo. I think it's Ramapo. Ramapo. What if you put a lot of po-po-po-po-po at the end of it? It would sound like an engine.
Yeah.
Ready, guys? You put the key in, and then you turn it. And it goes...
Nothing?
Nothing. Okay, that's fine. All right, well, can you say goodbye to everybody?
Bye-bye.
All right, Bumper Podcast. This has been Natty Bumper Car, episode 301, interview with John Trumbull. Check the place for the links. You're going to go find some fun stuff. And thank you to the people who called into the show. Your phone number to call is 646-847-7976. You call in, you leave a message, preferably a question, and then we answer the question on future episodes. Future episodes, we got more stuff to review. We got all sorts. I mean, like, it's crazy. We have people. We haven't even had any of our friends come by lately. They came by and said thanks and hi and whatever last episode. But, like, where's Pig? Where's Rufus T. Rufus? Where's Robot? Where's Doodle Poodle? I don't know. I'm sure they'll come by soon. So, you know what? I think that that's